head. I try to fly to with you, but my wings are made of lead. Now I listen to the wind as it cries to me in vain. She's uptown now and moving on again. Come on in the slip stream.
Come on in the slip stream.
Moved into a bad dream. I wasn't ready for the jet lag. The worst trip I ever had.
Slip stream.
Ooh, fall on the part of the sea. And caught in the slip stream tonight. Yeah,
Hello, and welcome back at long, long last to Sugar Dove and our very first foray into a whole new decade with our favorites meet the 1980s. First off, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Easter. The Lord has risen. And I'd also like to wish a very happy birthday to our favorite Alan Clark, who we played just now. That was his song Slipstream, the opening track to his solo record Legendary Heroes from 1980, so right as the decade was just beginning. And talk about an awesome album cover too. So now, without any further ado, get ready, because the synth is about to come in, and it's going to come in strong. You're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas, and we had a brief absence in light of spring break, but now we're back to give you five more funky broadcasts before the summer. And let me tell you, things are starting to warm up. Off and on, anyway. But now, we're not going to be looking at anything exclusively 80s tonight, hence the name of the broadcast. Instead, I thought it'd be fun to check in on some of the folks that we've played in the past, see how they're adapting to the new digital era, whether it's through synth or haircuts or a little bit of both. But now, moving on to a group that maybe didn't fare so well given the 40-year absence that preceded this song. We have a catchy but lesser-known single from 1982, at least lesser-known in terms of the band's explosive 1970s fame. So now, without any further ado, please give it up for ABBA with Under Attack.
Every day the hall is getting tighter and it troubles me so.
was You One or Two, a 1989 duet between Paul McCartney and Elvis Costello. Two very different voices, but that's kind of what I love about that one. This Easter broadcast wouldn't be complete without some gospel, though, and that's just the direction this singer went after her fame with You Light Up My Life. Here's Debbie Boone with Teach Me How to Love. Absolute groove and a great message. We're about to play another Beatle very soon tonight, but on the subject of duets, here's a very big favorite of ours, Barry Manilow with French singer Marielle Matou on Don't Talk to Me of Love.
The pain. gossip broadcast to and fro on the devil's radio.
Thank you.
right, that was Devil's Radio by George Harrison, a song I highly recommend listening to on stereo with headphones in, followed by Olivia Newton-John with Tutta la Vida, and you're listening to KHTX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas. Now, the members of this 60s band, minus the Texan one, had a brief reunion in the 80s with a fantastically cheesy album cover to boot, but this song is anything but uncool. Please give it up for the Monkees, yes, with Midnight.
Deep in the bayou, route to L.A., the merchandise is changing sides. People are hiding and waiting all day, and midnight comes around. That's when it's coming down, and the dreams of a boy and his shortcut to ease
was Aunt Murray, one of our country broadcast favorites with I'm Not Afraid Anymore. But now leading us into our slower segment of the hour is the famous Bee Gees in 1987 with Live or Die, Hold Me Like a Child.
Strong to survive the silent sacrifice, and I will be your heart of steel when power has a price. Ain't it time that you believe in someone? Ain't it wrong to let the years go by? Stand in place, it's for them. Glass and steel,
with the TV and the tube. I'm watching with my eyes. Things are getting spacier. Kel surprise. From the bar, the circus calls. Check the smile and crawl the halls. It all comes back to me. And it's hard, yes, it's hard to understand just where you've gone. And I know that coming down can't be much fun anymore. And I hope you find the strength to carry on. When will we ever learn? It's all too much, it's such a burn. When it all goes up in flames, the trick is trying to balance all the pleasure and the pains. And it's hard, yes, it's hard to understand just where you've gone. And I know that coming down can't be much fun anymore. Still, I hope you find the strength. When something in the deepest part of you is telling you things you need to do, something in the very heart of you is showing you the things you know are true. You can hear it now. Growing stronger now, you feel it reaching out to grip the heart in you. When you know it's right, there's just no other place you'd run. And when something deep inside your very soul and mind is begging you to do what must be done, you can hear it now, growing stronger now. It reaching out to grip the heart in you. Oh, oh, oh.
Heard another Holly's founder, Graham Nash, with Glass and Steel, followed by David Meese giving us some more beautiful praise with And You Know It's Right. What a voice. But now, in light of our record Deep Dive next week, I thought I'd revisit our old friends in Clot 2. Here's a fabulous track off of their final album, Magenta Lane. This is At the End of the Rainbow.
Go.
right, all right. That was Marie Osmond with Everybody's Crazy About My Baby, a fantastic song that just always gets me in a good mood with that amazing saxophone solo. And Marie Osmond is just an icon. I love her voice so much. But now we're starting to reach the end of our time, and I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in and for excusing my slight huskiness on this broadcast. As you can see, the allergies have really gotten to me. Hopefully they'll be better by next Sunday. But now, this was a lot of fun. After listening to so much 60s and 70s, the 80s is just so, like, futuristic. Like, wow, we're in a new age. We can put music on a little compact disc, and we can record stuff digitally. It's amazing. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And next week, I'm really excited to return to 1979 with our third and final record deep dive. It's from a band that I haven't gotten the chance to play a lot on here, actually, but the album just has hit after hit, and I'm sure when I announce it, you're going to be like, oh, I've heard it before, but it never gets old, in my opinion, and I'm really excited. It'll be announced very soon, and in the meantime, I hope y'all support the music department this Thursday at 11 in Reeves. We're going to be having our recital. And please support ACC and InterVarsity at the Dirty Soda Bar this Tuesday at 11:30 to 1 in the Borough. We're going to be serving dirty sodas. There's like a lot of toppings you can add. There's like a lot of boba. It's just going to be fun. And now, without any further ado, as always, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas. And thank you so much again, whether you're tuned in live or whether you're listening on the blog. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. But now, on Sugar Dove, whether it's the 60s, 70s, or the 80s, some things just never change. And I'm, of course, ending this broadcast with a Holly song. I'm spoiling it. But this song is not sung by Alan Clark, it's not sung by Graham Nash, it's not even sung by Terry Sylvester or Michael Rickfors. It's actually sung by their amazing lead guitarist, Tony Hicks, who, as far as I know, only sings three songs across the whole Holly's discography. But he has an incredible voice, and this song is just super moving, and I've always imagined it as like the credit song to a Holly's biopic if they ever make one, which please, let me direct it. I have it, like, all figured out. I've been daydreaming about it a lot. Anyway, without any further ado, keep going. I hope y'all's allergies get better, too. And happy Easter. Finning us off now is the Hollies with Hillsboro.
Felt so right on the first time that I saw you. I opened my eyes and I knew I needed more of you. You walked out that room, there was no way to deny you. I felt myself shake the last time that I saw you.